What you've been doing with all that negative gunk in your mind is poisoning the reservoir of your mind, which is basically the operating system of your life. And when you do this all day, every day for decades on end, it's like you have this river of poison running into the reservoir.
Hi, I'm Barb Nangle. I want to welcome you to my podcast, Fragmented to Whole, Life Lessons from 12-Step Recovery, where I help people heal their emotional, psychological, and spiritual wounds and make deep, lasting changes in their lives. I'm the founder and CEO of Higher Power Coaching and Consulting. I'm a boundaries coach who specializes in helping women who are focused on what others are thinking and doing and neglect themselves in the process. And I have coached hundreds of people on how to build healthy boundaries using my exclusive Build framework. On this podcast, I share my experience, strength, and hope from recovery. I don't support or endorse any particular 12-step recovery fellowship, and I don't claim to speak for any particular 12-step fellowship. I also don't believe that 12-step recovery is the only way to recover. You might need additional help. I'm an avid beachcomber who collects sea glass, shells, wood, and stones. I am a formerly closeted fan of the Hallmark Channel, especially the Christmas movies. Hello, Christmas in July. I wear fingerless gloves from September to June because my hands are always cold, so I have about 15 pairs. And I get a huge kick out of counting how many days, weeks, and months there are until my birthday or Christmas at completely random times of the year. My hope is that you'll find my words concretely helpful in improving your life, whether you're in recovery or not. If you like what you've heard on this episode, please screenshot it and share it on your social media and tag me at Higher Power Coaching.
This is episode 255, How to Move Through Life with Confidence, Self-Love, and Compassion. I came up with the title and topic of this podcast episode from the lips of an actual client. She said this is what she was seeking. She said, I want to move through life with confidence, self-love, and compassion. And guess what? These are exactly the kinds of transformations my clients have regularly. I've linked my testimonial page in the show notes in case you want to check it out. Now, I'm going to break this down about how you can move from where you're at to moving through life with confidence, self-love, and compassion. But before I do that, my 5-year anniversary of launching my podcast is March 18th, 2024, and I want to celebrate, and I want you to celebrate with me. So I'm going to be doing a couple of giveaways. The first thing everyone will get for entering my contest is called Feelings Decoded, a toolkit for understanding and managing your emotions. I created this because it's feelings that stop most people from taking the actions they want in order to live their lives the way that they really desire. And so this toolkit is a way to learn how to deal with your feelings so that they're not so overwhelming and they're not stopping you from doing what you know you want to do with your life. It's also really helpful if you're someone that is like, I don't even know what the fuck these feelings things are. So I compiled this toolkit over the years from various sources. It's normally a $397 value, but you'll get it free if you enter my contest. Then there will be one lucky winner who gets a free 1-hour coaching session with me, which is a $275 value. Though it could actually be priceless if you have the kind of transformation that sometimes happens in just 1 hour with some of my clients. So here's what you need to do to enter, and this will all be listed in the show notes. I want you to think about your favorite episode of my podcast and then share about that. There are 3 ways you can do that. No matter which of these 3 ways you choose, you'll still need to email me with evidence that you've done it. And you're going to email me barb@higherpowercc.com. So option 1, do a 5-star Apple podcast review and mention your favorite episode and why it's your favorite. Option 2, do a 5-star review on Good Pods And option three, promote the episode that's your favorite on social media and tag me and say why. Now, again, all of this is in the show notes. No matter how you do it, pick any one of those three ways. You have to send me a screenshot that you did it, and you have to send it to me by email, barb@higherpowercc.com. If you don't send me a screenshot of your review or your social media post, even if you tagged me, you won't get the Feelings Decoded Toolkit, and you won't go into the drawing of the free one-hour coaching session. Now, remember, that's a free Feelings Decoded, a toolkit for understanding and managing your emotions. That's for everyone who enters, and one person will be drawn to receive a free one-hour coaching session. That winner will be drawn on Friday, March 29th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, which is when I will be going live on Instagram, and I will be doing just basically a conversation about feelings, emotions, and processing feelings. And then I'll draw the winner then. So make sure that you put that on your calendar and show up. That's Friday, March 29th at noon Eastern. And make sure that you get your Feelings Decoded kit. All right, back to the topic at hand. It is going to be absolutely fucking impossible for you to walk through life with any kind of confidence and have self-love and compassion if you don't stop beating the shit out of yourself. The thought work I do every day is hands down the most important work I do. I just got off a call with a fellow traveler in recovery, and she was saying something about how I do a lot more conscious contact and prayer and meditation than she does. And I was like, that may be so, but I do all this work because I need to. I can't imagine what my life would be like if I didn't. My brain wants to tell me fucked up shit. It mainly wants to catastrophize, or as I call it, live into the wreckage of the future. Now, this is nowhere near as bad as it used to be before I got in recovery, but it's still there. And at least I know that I'm doing it now. For decades, I didn't even know I was doing it. Not only am I now aware of this inner critical shit and can nip it in the bud, but it's been massively reduced because of my recovery, especially my trauma recovery. I've done the 12 steps numerous times. I also make consistent conscious contact with my higher power. I pray, meditate, do affirmations. I have signs and symbols hanging around my house. I reach out to people in recovery, and I'm a coach and I have coaches. I was just saying to my sweetheart this very morning that one of the many reasons I'm a boundaries coach is so I don't cave on my boundaries. When I'm talking boundaries all the time, I can't cave on them because they're in the forefront of my mind. Boundaries were such a fucking game changer in my life, and I want to make sure I stick with them. So it's just like becoming a sponsor in recovery. In OA, we say, when I'm talking recovery, I'm not eating. So when I'm talking boundaries, I'm not caving on them. So I swim in this world. And it doesn't mean you have to swim in this world too, but you do have to get wet in this world for sure. And it starts with stopping beating the shit out of yourself. You will never become a confident person, and you will never develop self-love if you don't start to work on the negative self-talk. The most important way to start is to recognize that you're doing it. Then write down what you're saying to yourself. Are you saying, I'm always behind, or there's never enough time, or I'm a piece of shit, or a loser, or nobody ever trusts me or listens to me, or I can't trust myself, or I'm never going to amount to anything? Whatever it is you're saying to yourself, write it down so that you're very clear. This is what I keep saying to myself. Then pick the top three worst things you say to yourself so you can start with those. Every time you hear yourself saying one of those three phrases, stop saying it. Pause in your mind and stop saying it. What you've been doing with all that negative gunk in your mind is poisoning the reservoir of your mind which is basically the operating system of your life. And when you do this all day, every day for decades on end, it's like you have this river of poison running into the reservoir. I once calculated this, and I made the assumption that you've done this negative self-talk 10 times a day, every day for 20 years, which is probably a very low estimate, let's be real. So 10 times a day for 20 years is 730,000 doses of poison. And again, that's a low estimate. Now, if you just stop the poison, that's good. The reservoir will eventually purify. But number one, your mind's job is to think, so you can't just stop thinking. You got to put something in there. And number two, the reservoir will get purified way more quickly if you stop with the fucking poison and you put some kind of antidote to the poison in it. In this case, the antidote is saying something positive in place of the negative thing. The most effective positive thing to say is something that negates your negative self-talk phrase. So if you say, I'm always behind, the new phrase might be, I'm right where I need to be, or I'm right where I'm supposed to be. Now, if you say, I'm a piece of shit, then perhaps you might say, I am a person. If you say there's never enough time, then maybe switch to there's enough time for everything, or there's no rush. That was a big one for me this past year. And now I don't get that sense of urgency I was having for a while there. Now, I hope you get my drift. And I want to say another thing. You don't have to believe this new phrase. It doesn't fucking matter. Just do it anyway. Write down what you say to yourself so that you can look at it. Then you can come up with something that is the opposite or undoes it. Then the next time you hear yourself saying that to yourself, stop and then say the new thing. And again, I don't care if you believe it or not. I'm sure you won't believe it in the beginning, and it doesn't fucking matter. Say it anyway. You are never going to develop self-confidence. You are never going to develop self-love or compassion when you are constantly beating yourself up. Here's a metaphor that I've shared with a couple of different clients that seems to be really effective for them. When it comes to beating yourself up, we often say, put down the bat. That is, stop beating yourself up with a bat. And what I've said to my clients is, if you're going to beat yourself up, how about if you put the bat down and do it with a feather or a flower? Now, I don't know how I came up with that. And I don't know why, but somehow it seems to work for some people, so maybe it will work for you. When you beat yourself up, you just end up battered and bruised, and that is no place from which to grow and change. And if you want to get to the point where you are a confident person who loves themselves and has compassion for themselves, that cannot happen from a place of being battered and bruised. If you think about it, the reason we beat the shit out of ourselves is because on some level we believe or believed in the past, if I do this enough, it's going to get my behavior in line. And that's clearly not working, is it? Think about it. If you were trying to teach a child how to do something, or if you were training a dog, you wouldn't scream and yell and beat the shit out of the dog or the child to get them to conform. You would positively reinforce them and give them praise for the positive things they do, and gently redirect them when they do something negative. This is the same approach you want to take for yourself. I urge you to pay attention to the idea that your motive in beating yourself up is ultimately because you think it's going to get you to be a better person. So in there somewhere, no matter how much of a piece of shit you think you are, there's something inside of you that really wants to be better and believes you can be better. So I don't care if you absolutely loathe yourself and have for decades, that ship can get turned around. I've seen it time and time again in recovery and with clients. In fact, one of my clients told me a few weeks ago how she was re-watching the video of our private coaching call, and she couldn't believe that she actually didn't hate herself. She said, when I watched the recording of our very first call, all I could do was criticize everything about me, the way I looked, what I was saying, the way that I was talking, and this time I had so much compassion for myself. I about cried when she told me that. I mean, I can't believe I get to do this. I get to help people actually grow to like and love and have compassion for themselves. Amazing! Okay, I digress. I have seen people in recovery in their 50s and 60s who absolutely loathe themselves grow to love themselves. So it doesn't matter how long you've been beating yourself up. That can change. What's really cool about this process of learning to stop saying nasty shit to yourself is when you start to actually have the effects of the antidote purifying the reservoir. It doesn't happen overnight. It's not like the river of poison all of a sudden turns into a river of antidote. It's like poison, antidote, poison, poison, antidote, poison, antidote, poison, antidote, antidote. You're going to do this in fits and starts, but it's going to start having an effect for you. And when it does, the self-compassion will start to evolve. You'll start to see like, oh my God, I can actually make a difference in my own mind and life. I have agency in my life. And as your compassion grows, then your love for yourself can grow too. Now, there's a lot that goes into learning how to love yourself. I know for me personally, the process by which I learned to love myself was also the same process I learned to trust myself, which was by building healthy boundaries. And that's because learning to build healthy boundaries got me to figure out, well, who am I? What do I like, want, need, and prefer? And then how do I make that stuff happen in my life? In other words, what are the boundaries I need to set up in my life so that I can actually work in the direction of having a life that's built of things that I want, like, need, and prefer? I was never asking myself any of these things, like, what do I want, like, need, and prefer? I was all about other people all the time. And the process of doing that meant I got to know myself. And I started to do more and more things that I liked and less things that I didn't like. And I was like, I'm starting to really like this life I have. And guess what this life I have is made up of? It's made up of me. I pretty much liked myself before recovery, but I certainly didn't love myself. And I didn't have self-worth before recovery. That is for sure. When I inventoried my life in recovery and looked at my behavior over the years, that was not the behavior of a woman who felt worthy or who loved herself. But in building healthy boundaries or learning the shape of me, as I sometimes think of it, I really grew to love myself and trust myself. I began to finally trust myself because I started showing up for myself and following through for myself in ways I never had before. And that meant that my life was way fucking easier. I was doing way less things I didn't like and way more things I did like. And I was like, holy shit, I've actually followed through for myself for the first time in my life. And not only do I trust myself to follow through for myself, but I'm not in a state of activation all the time because I'm not constantly doing shit I don't want to do. And I'm not getting angry and resentful at people for asking me to do shit all the time, which means my nervous system was calmed down because I was participating in a life that I enjoyed a lot more. And because of that, I could actually sense what was going on inside of me. And I was able to figure out, what is my intuition telling me? Which is a whole other level of trust when you trust your intuition. All of that came to me through building healthy boundaries and thought work. Listen, If you want to have the kind of life where you can walk through it with confidence, self-love, and compassion, as well as self-trust, then you have got to join Your Empowered Life. This is my 8-week transformational semi-private coaching program for women. Applications close on Wednesday, March 20th. Apply now, and if your application is accepted, then you and I will have a 15-minute phone call to answer any questions you have, make sure you're a good fit for the program. And at that point is when you'd actually commit to it. So if you're even thinking about it, just apply. We get started at the end of the month, and so it's not too late, no matter how fucking old you are, to turn this ship around so you can walk through life with confidence, self-love, compassion, and build self-trust. If you're ready to finally have an enjoyable, relaxing summer doing things you really want to do instead of always following other people's agendas, I have some openings for private clients right now. If you are really tired of saying yes to things you really don't want to do and being overly accommodating to others, this is for you. It's time to start accommodating yourself. Maybe you're dissatisfied with your relationships and overwhelmed with all kinds of difficult feelings because of your interactions with others. If you'd like to get your life in order before the summer hits, go to barbchat.net and sign up for a free 30-minute call with me about my private coaching so we can get started right away. That way, you'll be done by summer. This is for people who are finally ready to make deep, lasting changes in their relationship patterns, including their relationships with themselves, their partners, family, friends, and colleagues. Go to barbchat.net. If you like this podcast, and I'm guessing you did, or you wouldn't still be listening, then you're gonna love the other things I have to offer. If you'd love pre-release podcast scripts and episodes before anyone else gets them, or if you'd love access to content from my private vault that I developed exclusively for my private clients, which is like having a work session with me without me actually being there, go to patreon.com/higherpowercoaching. There are 3 tiers ranging from as low as $4 up to $24 a month. You'll also love my weekly newsletter, Friday Fragments, which has content very similar to the podcast. You can check it out at fridayfragments.news. That's fridayfragments.news. Please like and subscribe to my podcast on your favorite podcast outlet. I'd also love it if you'd leave a review, which you can do either in the show notes or on Apple Podcasts. It really helps other people find my podcast so they can get the benefits you've gotten from listening. If someone came to mind when you listened to this particular episode, please share it with them. And my favorite place to hang out on social media is Instagram. I'm at Higher Power Coaching. Please DM me there. I'd love to hear what you got from this episode. I run group and private coaching programs on building healthy boundaries. Whether you need help with boundaries in your personal, professional, or romantic life, I can help. Head on over to barbchat.net, where you can hop onto my calendar for a free 30-minute Better Boundaries consultation. My ideal client is someone who is ripe for change. If that's you, I would love to work with you. My goal with all my work is to help you make lasting changes in your life like I've made deep, lasting changes in my life. Remember, it's never too late to recover. No one is beyond hope, and healing is possible. Thanks for listening.